I'd like to share with you an email that I received just the other day. I have a few married children and they're all struggling with parnasa. I wish I were in a position to help them, but I'm not, and it's breaking me. I can't watch them struggle like this. It's not about luxuries. They're not asking for vacations or fancy cars. It's the basics. Rent, food, tuition, utilities. All they want is to serve Hashem with a little peace of mind. To pay for Shabbos food, cover tuition, and sit and learn Torah with Menuchas and Nefesh. Is that too much to ask? Before we address this very important question, let's take a step back and look at some recent events. The Yidden and Eretz Yisrael are still reeling from Iran's recent barbaric acts. The rockets, the missiles, the trauma and fear is still very fresh. Many are still living in a constant state of fear and uncertainty, still trying to process what they've experienced. But fear isn't new to Klal Yisrael. We've always been a nation surrounded by ruthless enemies, constantly living under pressure. We are always asking the same question. Why can't we just live in peace? Yet, paradoxically, that very fear, that pressure, has preserved us. It has held us together. It has kept us from disappearing. So how has that fear become our greatest benefit? So to answer that, I want to share with you a powerful idea from Shlomo Kluger. In the Toichach and Parshas B'chukosai, Hashem gives us what seems like a tremendous reassurance. Even when Klal Yisrael find themselves in the land of their enemies, Lo ma'astem v'lo ga'altem. I will not reject you, nor will I despise you. L'chaloisam, to destroy you. Keni Hashem elekehem. This sounds like a beautiful promise. Hashem is saying He will never abandon us, even in exile. But if that's the case, why is this pasuk part of the Toichacha? Why is this part of the curses? Sir Shlomo Kluger, quoting the Noida B'Yehuda, says something very powerful. When the Jewish people are in galus, when there's a crisis, when there's unrest, the natural instinct is to try to gain favor in the eyes of the Ummah Zoylam, to cozy up to world powers, to blend in, to be accepted. But this poses a great danger. When we are accepted, we start to assimilate. We imitate their values, we adopt their culture, and slowly, we begin to lose our uniqueness as the Am HaNivchar. So how does Hashem protect us? How does Hashem prevent this from happening? So He ensures that the nations don't truly accept us. He plants in the Ummah HaOlam a sense of rejection, a hatred for Klal Yisrael. This is the anti-Semitism that we see throughout the world. It's to keep us separate, to set us apart. So as painful as it is, that separation preserves our identity. So the Toichacha says, "V'avgam zois b'yoisem be'eretz aveihem." Even when the Jews are in the land of their enemies, Hashem says, "Loi ma'astem v'loi ga'altem." The nations will not reject you. They will not be repulsed by you. And what happens then? L'chaloisem. That leads to assimilation and ultimately to our spiritual destruction. Can there be a greater curse than that? Says the Noida B'Yehuda, that is why this pasuk is part of the Toichacha, because it is indeed the greatest catastrophe. When the nations become too friendly, when we lose that tension, that is when we are in the greatest danger. And perhaps this idea is found in the Haggadah as well. We say Pesach at the Seder, V'hi, and this, she'amda la v'seinu v'lanu. This is what stood for our ancestors and for us. What is the V'hi? Is the constant threat, the hatred, the anti-Semitism. Why? Shiloi echel bovat. Because not just one nation, amad aleinu l'chalaseinu, el shebechal doi v'doi oimdem aleinu l'chalaseinu. In every generation, there are those who rise up to destroy us. And ironically, that hostility is what keeps us separate. That constant tension prevents us from blending in and disappearing. And that is how v'kadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. That is how Hashem saves us not just from physical destruction, but from spiritual assimilation as well. We can't even begin to imagine what the spiritual state of the people in Israel would be today if not for the constant tension with the surrounding enemies in Eretz Israel. As painful as the conflict is, this is what keeps them from assimilating. So let's return to your email. Your children are struggling with Parnassah. I think what you're describing is exactly how Hashem keeps us close. Hashem looks down at this generation and He sees a world inundated with distractions, with temptations, and spiritual confusion. And He knows how hard it is to stay connected. So what does He do? He gives us challenges. Not to hurt us, but to draw us back to Him. to keep us connected to Him. And Hashem in His infinite kindness decided that the Nisoyin of Parnassa would be the most manageable for them. Because what's the alternative? A struggle with health? Or dealing with a challenging child? A Shalom Bayis crisis? Those would be devastating. Would be unbearable. Only Hashem knows each person and what they can carry. And sometimes in His great compassion, He says, let me give them the struggle that will keep them close, but not crush them. Struggling with Parnassa is painful. It's humbling. And through it, they daven more. They lean on Hashem more. So when you're watching your children struggle, you're not seeing failure. You're witnessing the very path Hashem chose to keep them deeply connected to Him. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.